This is the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com. You can call us at 440-579-2531. Send us an email at studio@sportstalknetwork.com or follow us on Twitter at SportsTalkNet. The Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com starts now.
Hello again, everybody. This is Steve Callis on The Steve Callis Show. It's Monday, June 25th, 2012. I encourage you to send your emails to studio@sportstalknetwork.com. That's S-T-U-D-I-O at sportstalknetwork.com. Go right to Citi Field last night, Yankees-Mets, the supposed pitching matchup of the year, C.C. Sabathia against R.A. Dickey for the Mets. Dickey has lit the world on fire, back-to-back one-hitters for the Mets. Some people were saying, even on the TV telecast last night, the ESPN telecast, that this might be the starting pitchers in the All-Star game. I'm not sure about that, but it didn't turn out the way people thought from a pitching duel perspective. The Yankees, with four in the third off of Dickey, including a three-run homer by Nick Swisher, the first earned run that actually earlier in the inning, there had been a sac fly for an earned run, a sac fly by Mark Teixeira to drive in a run. That was the first earned run that Dickey had given up in 44 and two-thirds inning. I mean, two-thirds innings, his run has been unbelievable. But not to be yesterday, six innings pitched, five earned runs. He left the game losing, but you got to give the Mets a lot of credit. They fight back from 4-0 down, from 5-1 down. They tie up the game at 5. But then the talk in New York this morning is, why did Terry Collins leave in Batista to pitch two innings? Why leave him in to face a tough hitter like Robinson Cano? Of course, Cano gets him for a mammoth home run in the top of the eighth. Yankees 6, Mets 5. Yankees win 2 of 3 in this weekend series, 5 of 6 this year in the Subway Series. And usually the Yankees win these series. That's just the way it's been historically. But the Mets, I think, should get a lot of credit. After going through a brutal schedule the last 2 weeks, they're still 5 games over .500. I picked them to be a .500 team. I think they're at the beginning of the year, I think they're playing much better. I think they're playing even better than 5 over .500. It's the old you are what your record is. Mets 39-34. Yankees on a roll after that 10-game winning streak. They're now 43-28. But the Yankees beat the Mets 6-5. No decision for CC, who was victimized by some rare Yankee errors. Jeter, they didn't give him an error, but it certainly should have been an error. Stewart was given two errors on throws to second on steals where the runner went on to third. But one of them was a perfect throw. Somehow Robinson Cano missed it. How they give Stewart an error on that and not Cano is ridiculous. If Cano had caught the ball and it literally went between his legs, did not bounce, the runner would have been out by 3 feet. I think it was Torres stealing. He would have been easily out. But in any event, CC goes 5 2/3, didn't have his good stuff, but he gave up 9 hits and 5 runs, but only one of those 5 was earned. No decision for Sabathia. Dickey, 6 innings pitched, 5 hits, 5 runs, all earned, including the 3-run homer to Swisher. But Dickey, after the game, said he wished he had that pitch back. I mean, look, other than that pitch, and I know that's ridiculous to say, but he pitched well other than that pitch, and he hung in there to give the Mets a chance to come back, which they did. But Cano hits a moonshot homer. He's been having his own troubles. But the Yankees get the win. Yankees 6, Mets 5, Yankees in first place, Mets in the hunt. Yesterday, you know, we've talked about Jeter last year. I don't think the reason he was great in the second half was because he got past the 3,000th hit. I thought the reason was because he got 2 weeks of rest when he was on the DL when he was injured. I think we're seeing the same thing now. Jeter started like a house of fire, as you know, hitting .400 like the first 20, 25 games, hitting .380 after 30, 35 games, and to me, he's in a free fall now. 0 for 5 yesterday, batting .305. But yesterday, Cano, 2 for 3, his average up to .299, including the big home run, 2 runs scored, 1 RBI. But the Yankees are not really the Yankees. They're having a lot of trouble hitting with runners in scoring position. They are the Yankees insofar as they hit home runs. Seems like when they hit a home run, they win. When they don't, they lose. Cano hits his 16th. Swisher hits his 11th yesterday. Raul Abanez, also a big day, 3-for-4. But, you know, when you go down the vaunted Yankee lineup from an average perspective, Grandison at 246, A-Rod at 264, Teixeira at 253, Swisher at 268, Abanez at 246. There's not a whole lot there. And even though Jeter's at 305, he's been steadily dropping from 350 to 340 to 330 to 320 to 310. Again, it's a real grind. And frankly, they're only through 71 games, so they got 91 more to go. I don't know how you can get Jeter a week or 10 days off. You don't hope he gets hurt, but you almost would like to see him take a vacation. I thought it really freshened him up last year, and I think he's going to continue to fall. I didn't think he had any chance to hit 300 this year, but he got off to that fabulous start. So we'll have to see what happens. Yankees 6, Mets 5. You know, the Mets, 5 runs, 12 hits. Give them credit for battling. I mean, their lineup is Torres, Tejada, Wright, Hairston, Duda, Turner, Cedeno, Tolley, and Dickey. That's not really going to scare anybody, but they did get 12 hits yesterday. They got 9 off of CeCe. Torres 2-for-4, Tejada 2-for-4. Tejada off the DL, hitting 312, goes 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs. David Wright having a superstar season, 2-for-4 with an RBI. He's hitting 360. But it wasn't enough. Yankees 6, Mets 5. But again, the Mets, I thought, did a good job getting through a very difficult part of their schedule. A lot of people thought they'd be in trouble in that 15-game run, and they come out of it 5 games over 500. Schedule gets a little better for them now. Boone Logan gets the win in relief for the Yankees. He's 2-0. Batista takes that loss, giving up the home run, the tie-breaking home run to Cano in the eighth. He's 1-2. Soriano gets another save. I mean, he's been unbelievable. His ERA is 1.65, and the talk in New York is already starting. Soriano has an opt-out clause after this year, and nobody thought he would ever opt out because he was getting closer money to be an eighth-inning guy. But with the injury to Rivera and as well as he's played, people are already talking about whether or not Soriano is going to opt out of his deal. He may very well. I mean, he's been very, very good for the Yankees. So the Yankees get the win. I think the Mets are glad that this series is over. It's always a tough time for them. A lot of Yankee fans at Citi Field yesterday and the day before. Yankees get the win, win 2 of 3, win 5 of 6. But that's it for the season between the Mets and the Yankees, unless some miracle happens and they play in the World Series, of course. Bunch of other games. Tampa Bay, you know, Tampa Bay against the Phillies, that's a very good series, evenly matched teams. Of course, the Phillies are just really having their problems. They still don't have back the right side of their infield. They still don't have back Doc Holliday. And believe it or not, they still don't have Cliff Lee with a win. As yesterday, Tampa Bay sweeps the Phillies in a doubleheader. Cliff Lee pitched the second game, but he gave up 2 doubles and 2 RBIs to Brooks Conrad, and he gave up an RBI double to Sean Rodriguez. Tampa Bay 7, Philly 3. Cliff Lee drops to 0-4, does not have a win, where he won't pitch again. Well, he might pitch once more in June. But all of April, all of May, virtually all of June, Cliff Lee 0-4, and his ERA is not bad. I think it's somewhere around 3.3 now, 3.4. He has not pitched well of late, but he obviously should have had a win by now. Gomes gets the win for the Rays. He's 2-2. Rays 7, Phillies 3. That was the nightcap in the first game. Tampa Bay 3, Philly 2. Carlos Pena with the big home run that proved to be the difference. Pena with his 10th home run of the year. Rays 3, Phillies 2. David Price becomes the first 10-game winner in the American League, now 10-4. Bastardo took the loss. He's 2-2. Rodney with the big save, his 21st of the year. He's been pitching very well for Tampa Bay. Rays now 39-32. Phillies mired in last place, 34-39. But again, no Howard, no Utley, no Halliday. I don't know what you would expect from the Phillies. But they dropped 2 yesterday to the Tampa Bay Rays. And frankly, I don't think they're going anywhere. The NL East is a very tough division. The AL East, I think, essentially dominated the NL East. I'll have to look at the final numbers. But the Phillies are not the Phillies without those three players. Washington still leads. The Mets are hanging around. Miami has not been good. Atlanta's been so-so. In fact, if you look at the standings, you might think they ought to be flipped. If you looked before, I would think a number of people, most people pick the Mets to come in last, but if you flipped them now, it would be Phillies, Florida, Atlanta, the Mets, and Washington Nationals. I think that's much closer to how most people thought that division would finish. But in any event, Phillies drop two. They're in the cellar. Again, I don't see how they catch. There's four pretty good teams in front of them. And again, they don't have arguably their three best players, or certainly three of their four or five best players, in Utley and Halliday and Ryan Howard, of course. A few other games to take a look at. Interesting goings on up at Boston. Kevin Youkilis traded to the White Sox. In his final game yesterday as a member of the Red Sox, Youkilis goes 2-for-4, including a triple in his last at-bat. Cody Ross hits a two-run homer. Boston beats Atlanta 9-4 in what is, frankly, the farewell game, as not only is Youkilis being traded, or has been traded, he might be in the lineup tonight. Cook gets the win. He's 1-1. Minor takes the loss. He's 3-6. The Red Sox with 4 in the 4th, 3 in the 5th, 1 in the 6th, 1 in the 7th to coast to a 9-4 win. You know, it seems like Youkilis really didn't get along with Bobby Valentine. He has been hurt a lot, but Youkilis was, I thought, a star of that team and a leader. I thought part of the reason Boston collapsed last year was because Youkilis was the one guy who could not play. 9 seasons in Boston, 2 World Series. Boston gets Brett Lillibridge, who's a pretty good outfielder, and Zach Stewart for Youkilis. But Youkilis looking to get a fresh start in Chicago. I think he has baseball left in him. I mean, he's a very good player, very tough guy. Again, Cody Ross hits 2 home runs for Boston, his 10th and 11th of the year. Boston 9, the Atlanta Braves 4. And again, one more thing is very interesting. You know, Youkilis and Bobby Valentine didn't get along. You recall Valentine questioned Youkilis earlier in the season and definitely backed off right away when Pedroia in the clubhouse said, I don't know, Bobby doesn't know how it works up here, but that's not how we do things. We don't talk about these guys in the press, especially stars like Youkilis. But it was very interesting because it was Bobby Valentine who was waving Youkilis out after he was taken out of the game for a pinch runner to get the standing ovation he deserved. And then it was Bobby Valentine standing up there making a point of showing himself virtually leading the applause for Kevin Youkilis. But the behind-the-scenes chatter was Valentine didn't like Youkilis. Youkilis didn't want like Valentine. And frankly, Valentine wins that battle as Youkilis gets traded to the Chicago White Sox. But he does go out a winner. Red Sox 9, Atlanta 4. A few other games to get to. All interleague play yesterday except one game that we'll get to. The White Sox shut out Milwaukee 1-0. Eduardo Escobar with a game-winning, game-ending single. His first walk-off game-winning hit ever. Bruni gets the win. He's 1-0. Power gets the loss. He's 0-2. And that single, that Eduardo Escobar game-winning single, did come in the bottom of the 10th. A few other games. The Tigers beat Pittsburgh. You know, Pittsburgh's a legitimate team now, believe it or not. A.J. Burnett, he might make the All-Star team. He, you know, a new start in Pittsburgh, get him out of the spotlight in New York. He's pitched well. But yesterday it was Justin Verlander's day. Verlander with a complete game victory. Tigers 3, Pittsburgh 2. And again, what can you say about Verlander? He gets the win. He's 8-4. Rhysop takes the loss. He's 0-3. Tigers get 2 in the first and then 1 in the 8th. The 1 in the 8th on a Delmon Young RBI single. That proved to be the difference. Quinton Berry hits his first career home run for the Tigers. Garrett Jones hits a two-run homer for Pittsburgh, providing Pittsburgh's only two runs, and frankly, Verlander's only mistake. Complete game, 117 pitches for Justin Verlander, the reigning MVP and Cy Young Award winner. Garrett Jones' home run, his ninth of the year. He's another guy having a good season for Pittsburgh. Tigers 3, Pittsburgh 2. We'll get to a few miscellaneous things in the rest of the baseball right after these messages. This is the Steve Callis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-603-8308. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308.
This is a referral service. Calls will be routed to an independent referral insurance agency.
Listen up, America!
Listen up, America. I'm talking to anyone with or without a pre-existing medical condition. A health insurance hotline has now been established to provide health insurance for all Americans, even uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote on affordable health plans available to you. 1-800-690-6110. I repeat, this is a hotline providing free quotes for affordable health plans. It's for anyone without health insurance, even if you have pre-existing conditions. Medical costs are the number one cause of bankruptcy and financial distress. All uninsured Americans are strongly urged to call this National Health Insurance Hotline right away to protect yourself and your family from an unexpected variety of medical costs that could cause financial hardship. Call the Health Insurance Hotline right now for a free quote at 1-800-690-6110. That's 1-800-690-6110. Call 1-800-690-6110.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Yeah, we're back on the Steve Callis Show. We'll get to the rest of the baseball and the standings in a minute, but a lot of miscellaneous things going on. In fact, right now, Wimbledon has started already, a big upset. Venus Williams, five-time Wimbledon champ, loses in the first round to Elena Vesnina, 6-1, 6-3. Williams just wasn't herself, looked very lethargic. Been to Wimbledon 15 times, first time knocked out in the first round. A big upset, even though Venus was unseeded, as was Vesnina. She moves on to the second round. Interestingly, Novak Djokovic somehow showed up just a few minutes before his match with Juan Carlos Ferrero, at one time a pretty good player, but Djokovic didn't bother him. He wins in straight sets, 6-3, 6-3, 6-1. Maria Sharapova, the number one in the world coming off a French Open win, she won her first-round match at Wimbledon. But again, just getting started. Djokovic, of course, number one seed on the men's side, Nadal, too. Many people, including John McEnroe, think this is the one place that Roger Federer can make his last stand and get another major. That's the latest at Wimbledon. Clint Bowyer wins the NASCAR Sprint Cup at Sonoma. Tony Stewart second. Right now, Miami is having their parade in South Beach. They are literally on the parade route now, and they're going to the American Airlines Arena, celebrating, of course, their world championship, richly deserved. They won it in five. LeBron has answered virtually all the critics. I think there's one part of LeBron's game he still has to work on, and, of course, that's hitting a big shot at a big time. Nobody on Miami has been able to do that, but you know, right now you can't really talk about that. They're celebrating a well-deserved world championship right now down in South Beach. College World Series, Arizona wins game one, Arizona 5, South Carolina 1, best of three, whoever wins two games. Monday night, 8 o'clock tonight will be the next game. We'll get to the TV a little later. But Arizona, South Carolina has won the last 2 years. Arizona now up one game. Obviously, they need one more win. South Carolina needs two. And very interesting, Tony Parker, I don't know if you heard about this nationally, but it was big news in New York. About a week ago, Tony Parker was in a club, and he was the victim of a glass shard in his eye. There was a fight between Drake and Chris Brown, or their entourage, and he's coming back to the United States now. He hurt his eye. They had to pull a glass shard out of his eye. His left eye is being examined. He's coming back to America. He's suing the club for $20 million. He may actually miss the Olympics. He plays for France, of course, Tony Parker of the San Antonio Spurs. And this has become a very serious thing. You know, Parker in the wrong place at the wrong time. And we'll have to see what happens, because we don't know how much the eye has been damaged, but obviously it's been damaged a lot if he might miss the Olympics, which starts July 27th in London. So we'll keep an eye on that, no pun intended, but it's really been like a bad time for Tony Parker, and it doesn't look like he's going to be well soon enough to play in the Olympics, and again, has already sued the club. I don't know if he sued Drake and the hip-hop stars, Drake and, of course, Chris Brown, but there were members of their entourage and maybe them who are involved in that fight. Want to get back to the baseball now. Dodgers, Angels, obviously their own rivalry out there in Los Angeles. The Angels beat the Dodgers. These games were at in Anaheim. Angels 5, Dodgers 3. This kid Trout, he's better so far than Bryce Harper of the Nationals. He's hitting .338. He goes 2-for-5 yesterday with a run scored, batting leadoff, OBP 400, slugging .531. Mike Trout, he's unbelievable. He goes 2-for-5. Peter Bourjos hits his second home run of the year for Los Angeles. Angels 5, Dodgers 3. Downs gets the win in relief. He's 1-0. Lindblom takes the loss. He's 2-2. Frieri gets the save. Albert Pujols 1-for-4. Has his average up to .259, and I don't mean to mock that in any way. I mean, he was down in the 200s, 210, 220. You know, he does have 11 home runs. He does have 44 RBIs. He's coming around a little, but he's still not remotely Albert Pujols. His OBP, .318, is, I think, 15 points under his lifetime batting average. But the Angels do get the win. Angels 5, Dodgers 3. Dodgers still with the best record in baseball, 43-30. Angels now 7 games over .500 at 40-33. Another interesting game, of course, the Bay Area rivalry. The Athletics come back to beat the Giants 4-2. Matt Cain starts for the Giants and pitches unbelievably well, but Derek Norris hits his first home run. It's a game-winning three-run homer, bottom of the ninth. Oakland 4, Giants 2. Oakland now 35-38. Giants 40-33. The home run came. Norris, the catcher, walk-off home run, bottom of the ninth. Couldn't be more exciting for him. Turns a 2-1 loss into a 4-2 win. Buster Posey hits his 10th for the Giants, and again, Kane pitches out of his mind, gets a no decision. Miller gets the win. He's 2-0. Casilla takes the loss. He's 1-3. Forgot one of the National League East, American League East games. Washington Nationals, Baltimore Orioles, another big series. You know, some people said this, I don't believe this at all, but some people said maybe a World Series preview. I don't think so. I think the Nationals can win. I just don't think the Orioles can win the East, not because they're not a good team. It's just the AL East is just too tough with the Yankees and Tampa Bay. But in any event, Nationals have the lead, 1-0, and then in the bottom of the eighth, Matt Wieters hits a two-run homer. They hold on to win. Orioles 2, Nationals 1, Strop gets the win, he's 4-2, Burnett takes the loss, he's 0-1, Johnson, what can you say about him, he's been unbelievable, comes in to close out the game again for the Orioles, he's been great all year, Bryce Harper 2-for-4, hitting .286, and as good as Bryce Harper is, and he's great, the kid on the Angels is just playing better, Trout, but Harper's an all-star as well, Trout's an all-star. Yesterday, Orioles get the win 2-1. Wieters, the only guy for the Orioles with two hits. He's hitting .254. For the Nationals, Harper with two hits. He's hitting .286. Ryan Zimmerman with two hits and an RBI. Those are the only guys in the whole game with two hits apiece. Detweiler pitched well, five innings pitched, four hits, no runs. Arrieta, six innings pitched for the Orioles, five hits, one run earned. Both get no decisions. Orioles 2, they're 41-31. Nationals 1, they're 41-29. A few other games to get to quickly. Marlins 9, Blue Jays nothing. Mark Burley pitched great. Burley 6-8, he gets the win. Chavez takes the loss, he's 0-1. Twins 4, Reds 3, Diamond gets the win, he's 6-3. Chapman takes the loss in relief. Again, Chapman's been having his troubles. He blows his second save in a row. He's 4-4 now. There was one game in the National League, Cubs and Diamondbacks. Diamondbacks got the win 5-1. Miley gets the win. He's 9-3. Garza, who's got to be on the trading block, he's 3-6. He takes the loss for the Cubs. Padres beat the Mariners 2-0. Volquez pitches great. He's 4-7. Noesi takes the loss. He's 2-9. Street gets the save. The Astros beat the Indians 7-1. Happ gets the win. He's 6-7. Derek Lowe started out great for the Indians, takes the loss. Indians 37-34, playing New York now. They have a lot of trouble with the Yankees. Astros are now 30-40. They're not really going anywhere. Cardinals get 3 in the first, 2 in the second, roll to an 11-8 win over the Kansas City Royals. Marte gets the win. He's 1-1. Collins takes the loss. He's 4-2. Quickly now to the standings in the AL East. Yankees 43-28. They're 2.5 in front of Baltimore, 3.5 in front of Tampa, 5.5 in front of Boston, and Toronto in last place at 37-35, 6.5 out. White Sox now lead the Central 38-34, but only a half game in front of Cleveland, as Cleveland, of course, goes into New York. The Tigers getting back into it 35-37. Kansas City and Minnesota kind of out of it already. Texas 45-28, 616 win percentage. Best in the American League. Here come the Angels 40-33. Oakland and Seattle already well back. In the National League, Washington 41-29 in first place in the East. The Mets behind them 3.5 out. Atlanta 4 out. Miami 8 out trying to make a move. They're 34-38. Philly 34-40. They're 9 out. But again, I just don't think they're going to have the ability to come back. They got to get their players back. Central, Cincinnati 39-32. Pittsburgh 38-33, a game out. St. Louis 38-35, 2 out. Milwaukee 6 games under, then already far back to Houston and the Cubs. Dodgers in the West 43-30, 3-game lead over the Giants, who are now 40-33. Arizona 2 games above 500, 5.5 out. Colorado and San Diego already 15-17 games out. respectively. Baseball on TV tonight, the Major League game, National game on ESPN2 at 7 o'clock. Cleveland in New York to play the Yankees at Yankee Stadium. That's 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN2. And the College World Series Game 2, again, from Omaha. That's actually on ESPN, the Yankees relegated to ESPN2. College World Series, as we talked about, South Carolina and Arizona in Omaha. Arizona leads the series 1-0, best 2 out of 3. So if Arizona wins tonight, they win the College World Series. That's also 7 o'clock Eastern on ESPN. This is the Steve Kallis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.